Problem is, most people don't understand the Holy Ghost, that's His person. The Holy Spirit, that's His work.
Yeah, that's right.
But this crowd wants to, they want to take away from His person. You know, all the false translations, they took the Holy Ghost out.
Yeah.
Amen. The Holy Ghost, brother, is that person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And they take His deity out, they take everything out concerning Him. I'm glad I know Him.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for being so gracious and kind and merciful, allow us to be here and seeing brothers. It's been a long time.
Bless you, Lord.
Turn with us to the book of Ruth.
Yeah.
Book of Ruth, chapter 2. I'm going to begin reading there with verse number 1. This is a great book of the Bible.
Yeah.
Some great truth in there. The Bible said Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech. And his name was Boaz, and Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said, go. I said unto her, go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light upon the heart of a field belonging to Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with thee, with you. And they addressed him, the Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it's that Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. She said, I pray you let me glean, gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and had continued even from the morning to the now that she tarried and looked in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maiden. Let thine eyes be upon the field that they do reap, and go thou after them, for I have charged the young men that they shall not touch thee. And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which that the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said to him, Why have I found grace in thy eyes that thou should take thy knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, if I have fully been showed me that all that thou hast done in thy mother-in-law since the day of death of thy husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother, the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not hitherto for. The Lord recompense the work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord, of God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Let us bow in prayer. Our Father, we come to thee in the name which is above every name. That's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're very thankful, God, that we do have access to the throne room of grace, knowing God, you're able to do exceedingly and above all we can ever ask thee. God, according to His power and work, then set a watch at the door of our lips. Don't let us preach anything. Be contrary to the Bible, the Word of God. For whatsoever preach, by minister grace to the hearer. Encourage the saints. Edify the Son of God. Magnify His name. Bring conviction, God, upon people. Open the hearts of people unto the divine truth of God. Lord, let us send the heavenly places around the Word of God. We may rejoice in thee. Now touch us, our God, by thy divine power. We need the Holy Ghost power upon us. We need that unction from on high to be able to break forth the bread of life. And God, we'll thank you and we'll praise you. We'll give glory and honor and praise unto no one but the Lord Jesus Christ. In And God will thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In verse number 12, the Bible said, the recompense thy work, a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings are come the trumpet. Want to bring a message under his wings. Now, as we begin to view these truths that the Holy Spirit has so graciously set before us, these divine passages, we have here a Gentile bride being sought by a Jew, and he represents Jesus Christ. He represents the fact that Jesus Christ sought out a Gentile bride, that bride being we, the Gentiles, that God came and brought us in strangers from the covenant promise of God. We brought in by the power of God. The Bible said in verse 10, then she fell on her face, bowed herself to the ground, and said unto him, why have I found grace tonight that I should take knowledge of thee, seeing I am a stranger? I mean, we were strangers, and God came and sought us out. And then over at one place he says, come to her, let fall also some handful of purpose for her, and leave them that she may gleam them and rebuke her not. I mean, God wants to give us some handfuls on purpose tonight from the Word of God. We need to look at this Moabitess girl that's come out of the land of Moab. She's come here with Naomi to the land of Israel, and she's come to put herself under the wings of the God of Israel. Let's notice reveal of our position that we have in Jesus Christ. See, we have a position in Jesus Christ, and we need to behold it as this Moabitess girl represents you and I before we ever got saved by the grace of God. Now, this Moabitess damsel, she was alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. The Bible said in verses 5 and 6, then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said in that Moabitess damsel that came back with Naomi out of the land of Moab. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, that at that time you without Christ being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant promise, and having no hope without God. That's where we were before we got saved. We were alienated from God. Amen. We had no hope. Because we're cut off from God. But I'm glad one day the Holy Ghost of God sought us out. Now that you hit these reapers, notice what this Bible said here concerning that. These reapers that are over the servant, that's the Holy Ghost. Brother, he's the one that sent over the reapers that goes out and reaps the fields and all. But he's that one, the Bible said in Matthew 9:37, then saith he unto the disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. We also notice that the servant, what he said about that boy, by this girl. He said that she was of the accursed people. The Bible said in verse 6 there that the servant that was sent over the reapers answered, said, it's that Moabitess damsel that came back out of it. But they went out of the country of Moab. The word Moabitess is only mentioned 5 times in the Word of God. And brother, when you look at that 5 times in the Word of God, 5 is the number of death, because in the 5th chapter of Genesis, and the 5th verse is the first time you will ever hear the word death mentioned. Then you also go and find that when a man was killed in the old temple, said he was smote him under the 5th rib. You'll also find in the fifth chapter, and the 5th verse in the New Testament, a man dies. So it's death. And without death, see, you can't have, people says it's grace, but you can't have grace apart from the death of Jesus Christ. There is no grace apart from his death. And so here we find 5 times it means this woman that she's under the death. She's under the wrath and judgment of God Almighty. And then the Bible also Moabites that they could not come into the congregation of Israel. So you begin to look at that, you look at the judge, you know, and Jesus Christ. And one day I asked the Lord, I said, God, I said, Lord, I look at your genealogy, and man, your genealogy is messed up. You got a whore in your genealogy. You've got an adulterer, David's a murderer. You got a Moabite man. What a messed up genealogy. I said, Lord, I said, why has your genealogy all messed up? He said, I have the right to choose to use whoever I want to use, and nobody has a right to question me about it. I'll tell you something about that Moabite being in that lineage. That makes you and I kindred. Through that girl into the lineage of Jesus Christ, we got to have a catchment, and she ties us to Jesus Christ. Look here, the Word of God beholdeth this, and the Bible makes it. But she was in a hopeless state when her husband dead, her mother-in-law hearing that there was bread again in the land. And now Laban to return unto her land. And her mother-in-law is telling those girls to go back to their gods. And the reason that say she, because of the condition of Ruth, condition of Naomi, she couldn't even recommend her God unto those girls because she was out of the land of promise. And the Bible makes it plain and clear that she's the one that caused Elimelech to go down the land of Moab because of the famine. Brother, I'll tell you one thing. You go out to the land of Moab, they won't leave you. I like your work when you went there. So we see here, I see her, she's like that. This is what her problem was. And that is, girl, she's made it plain and clear. She's going to follow her mother-in-law. She's going back to the land of Israel with her. And she goes back to the land. And we see her returning. And the devil finding her place under the wings of that being a position that she finds. She finds herself under the wings of the God of Israel, where you and I, my friend, find ourselves under the wings. Well, that's that position under those wings. The Bible goes on and notice that she passed from being a Moabite damsel to a daughter. Look at what he said to her. He had that reaper said, that Moabite damsel. The little boy, as he called her a daughter, man, she would pass from being a cursed and to being a daughter. Thank God one day, I passed from death. I passed from death. I became a son through the grace of God.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm glad that God passed us from death. All that glad day. When I passed from darkness in the light, the Bible said in Colossians 1:13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Boy, you remember that time? You remember that time you came April 30th, 1962, about 15 minutes after 12 Malane Street Baptist Church? Thank God I passed from death to life. A drunk walked in there and sat down on that back pew, and I walked out there a blood-bought child of God. Thank God delivered from the power of alcohol. That morning when I went to work on Monday morning, I looked over at Jones and Terry's where I used to hang out. Dr. Stockwell, I said, thank God, I won't be hanging out here anymore. He said, how have I been delivered? Brother, when I walked down the Lake Street by the church, how have I been delivered by the power of God? Brother, I was free. The Bible said, if the Son of Man shall make you free, you shall be free. One day the Bible said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Boy, I know I've been set free by the power of God. She went from gleaning in the field and drinking at the master's table. I mean, she's back there gleaning it. See, people don't realize when they used to glean in those fields, they wouldn't let them near the wheat reapers. They had to take what would fall. Fall, and they had to take that. So they drive these poor people back. And she just gleaning. And she's gone from gleaning in the field. Come on, son, thank God to go to drinking at the bath.
Amen.
God left this world drinking, started drinking from the fountain. and the land of marriage. You know what Hephzibah means? It means the Lord delights in you. Thank God, I'm glad God delights in us. And all of that, and that word Judah means a land of the married. One day I'm headed to a place, I'm headed to a marriage supper in the land. Well, I'm talking about the land of the married. She, see with this woman, she found herself positioned under the wings of the God of Israel. Now, under the wings declares her divine protection. Not only our position, but our protection. She was declaring that there was safety under his care. See, he had charged the young men not to touch her. I keep your hand off her. I'm telling you, brother, and there's a time when Satan come, and he'll come start digging in your flesh, and he'll dig, but he gets down to a part inside of you. That part belongs to God. And buddy, and there's an alarm goes off in all limits. He said, well, I bought it and paid for it. That's my brother deep down inside of me. But there's my soul, which God has purchased through the blood, and a Satan can't put his hand on him, won't let him touch it. Now, he might get a hold of my flesh, and brother calls me to do so, but there's a part of me the devil cannot touch, because it's been sealed by the Spirit of God. I'm talking about the dust being sealed by the Holy Spirit after the day of redemption. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:30, greet not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed on the day of redemption. I thank God I'm sealed by the Spirit of God. Her safety lies in the protection by the hand of Boaz. I mean, old Boaz is a type of Jesus Christ, and I'm in the safety of him. Why? Because I am bone of his bone, of his flesh. I'm literally being baptized by the Spirit of God into the body of Christ. And I'm of his members, of his bones. And the Bible says in Ephesians, I've been made to sit together in heavenly places. I won't pay for it. I'm seated in heaven already.
Amen.
I'm seated over yonder. Yes. Amen. God, you see me here and everybody's helping me, but God sees me over here. He already sees the finished work. God sees that thing consummated in his presence. That's the way God sees the thing. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Under his wing reveals protection from the storms of life. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:1-4, I will abide and not come back before. I will trust under the cover of thy wings. The Bible said, Isaiah 4:6, there shall be a tabernacle of shadow in the day, time from the heat, and a place of refuge, a cover from the storms and from the rain. I'm going to tell you, I don't care what kind of storms comes in your life, children of God, what comes in my life, brother, we can run under the wings of Jesus Christ. Thank God, I can run under his wing. Brother, when a storm comes up, all I don't mother him would do, she'd cackle out, and them biddies would run under her wings. And boy, she folds them wings down high. God, I'm glad. April 30th, 1960, I run under the wings of God. I tell you, every time trouble comes my way, run under the wings.
Amen.
You're here tonight, you've got some troubles and problems. Run under the wings. I mean, get under the wings of God. What a safety and protection is that? Then it speaks of her safety from the attacks of her of the enemy. Psalm 17:8-9. Keep me as the apple of thine eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. From the wicked that oppress me. From my deadly enemies who compass me about. I'm telling you, when Satan comes and attacks, that's another thing. Brother, when the old hawk comes around down on the farm, and the old mother sees the hawk, she does that. She has another cow. Her cackles are not the same. She has one for feeding. She has one for safety. And brother, they're different, and them babies know what it is, and they run under her wings. I'm telling you, brother, when she puts them down on there, all the way he'll get to that baby. He's going to have to kill mama. I'll tell you, my God lives forever. And he cannot kill my God, for he is eternal. And God is safe under his wing. And nothing the devil can do about it. Don't leave my fools. should search for me and try to find me. You say, well, preacher, what do you mean, find me? Why? Because I'm here. The Bible said in Colossians 3 and 3, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. I mean to tell you, the devil's running around saying, where's he at? Where's he at? Thank God, I'm here. I'm here with God in Christ.
Amen.
The word in Genesis. Up on the mountain. Boy, Abraham was up on the mountain. And on that mountain, he said, his son said, Father, here's wood, here's fire. Where's the lamb for burnt offering? He said, God will provide himself a lamb. But it was a ram. Well, what is a ram? A ram is the father of the lamb.
I'm
here with God in Christ. Hallelujah. They're saved. There's protection for the child of God under these wings. And under wings reveal the provisions that are provided under these wings. The water that has been drawn from a thirsty soul, which he has been bent to come and drink. Verse 9, let thine eyes be upon the field that they go and reap, and go thy after them. Hell, I charge young men that they shall not touch thee. And when thou thirst, go to the vessel and drink of that which the young men go. You know that's what happened. And we may not be young men. But inside, friend, that person inside is 33 and a half years old. That's what I'm going to be when I get to glory, because Jesus was 33 and a half years old when he died. When I get to glory, I'm going to be 33 and a half years old.
Amen.
And I tell you that. And so the young men brought. And what it is, has God has took the preacher and he's drawn from the way. And he looks at the congregation and said, are you thirsty? Do you want a drink of the water? Do you want a taste? Now what God wants of you, do you want a taste this week? Do you want a drink from the water, from on high? Do you want a real good drink this week that quench your thirst? That calls you to rejoice and shout and pray. He said, well, it's been drawn. It's been drawn. Just come and drink. Drink you all the
heaven
taste of it. You know, when you watch out in the night time and you look up in the sky, what do you see? You see a big old dipper up there, don't you? Amen. And anybody that's raised on a farm, he used to have wells out there. And that well, there was a dipper hanging on every well. You know what that dipper meant? It meant anybody passing by could come get a drink of water. And God hung his head for him. He held in the sky. And he said, never thirst. I'm coming here. I'm a water of life. You want to drink, God, to the God of ever. Let me tell you what, for kids, he's got a little different.
Amen.
He didn't believe heaven. Boy, really, the children, now he got a little different for them. I'm talking about God wants you to drink of that well of water. It's down at the house of God, where you're going to find the wells of living water. You're not going to find it out in the world. You're not going to find it in that one-eyed monster in your living room. That ain't where you're going to find the well of water. You're going to find it down at the house of God. That's where you go to drink of a well that never runs dry. The Bible said in Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit of the bride said, come. Let him hear that say, come. And let him that is the third come. Whosoever will, let them take of the water of life freely. God said, it's here. It's for you to drink. God said, I'll give you a drink this week if you'll come.
Amen.
The revision is viewed in verse 14. And boy, said unto her, at mealtime come thou hither and eat bread. And dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers. And he reached her parched corn, and she did eat. There was suffice. Now, you know, just look at it. He ain't reached no corn to nobody else. But he talked about that. He's sitting there in that maidens of his. He's got maids. You don't see where boy is reaching any corn to them, do you? No, he's getting it. Thank God, I'm telling you, God wants to reach down this house a week and give you some bread from heaven. He wants to reach down and take you to eat of the bread of life that you may be stricken into battle. Go out there and do battle with unseen foes of hell and have victory. The Master has called unto us at the table of refreshment that you and I would take of it freely. I am told that the vinegar
means a refreshing in a time of all the heat that's in that land, in the desert land. And what I'm telling you, God is telling you, if you want refreshing, you come to the table of God. God's got the bread for you. The Bible said in Psalm 81:10, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee up out of the land. They open thy mouth wide, and I'll fill it, God.
Yeah.
Open your mouth wide, God. And God said, I'm going to fill it.
Yeah.
The Bible said in Philippians 4:19, that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He met her financial need in verse 15 and 16. And when she was risen up, the glean boys commanded the young men, saying, let her glean even among sheaves. Now, she's not back there with that crowd no more. That glean of the house, she's up there in among the sheaves. Let her get in here among the sheaves. And reproach her not. Don't you stop her. Don't you say anything to her. Don't you push her back and tell her not to get back. You let her get in here among the sheaves. And let fall also some handful of purpose and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. God said, I'm just gonna let some handful of purpose. God said, you that if you'll get where you ought to be in your heart, the Lord, and you'll pray and you'll seek God's face this week. God said, I'm gonna let some handful of purpose fall out of heaven. He said, I'm gonna throw it out there too and say, here it is, take it in. Oh, I'm telling you, as I've walked through this journey of life, I've been, this coming August, I'll be pastor of New Testament Baptist Church 40 years.
Amen.
40 years at one church.
Amen.
From what I've taken in 40 years, he's thrown me some hands full on purpose.
Amen.
Now, I've seen the storms come, I've seen the storms roll, but I've seen the devil come in and ramp and rave. But boy, I'm telling you, God's always come with his hands full on purpose. Just when you need it, here he comes. She had gone from gleaning in the corner and left for the widows to pour the cleaning. Now she's gleaning with the reapers. He commanded her to be less of hands full of purpose because he's got her. On that one day, the Lord had his eye on me. Oh, thank God he saw me. But he said, her spiritual need was met in verse 8. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide thy hair fast by thy maidens. Set your eyes on this field. He looks at Ruth, he said, now don't go. The Bible said there, said, perhaps she felt. No, it was God's half that she felt.
Right.
God put her in the field. God put her where she. That morning, April 3rd, 19th, I just like the scripture said. See, in her mind, she just happened to fall in that field. That was in her mind. That's where it was me that morning. I got up out of bed. I'm lost. I'm going to hell. I'm going to burn. And my Lord, God wants to go somewhere. And the church I've been raised in, the Methodist church. And Lord God, I never heard nothing to keep my soul warm. I sat on beer stool, Sunday school teacher. My Lord God, they couldn't tell me nothing down there. I got my car and I started driving. I passed by Maple Avenue Free Will Baptist Church, and I looked at it, and then I passed by Jackson Park Methodist. I passed by Jackson Park Baptist Church. I turned down on Lane Street. I don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going. And I passed Jackson Park Pentecostal Holmes. I passed Lane Street Church of God. I passed Ben Avenue Free Will Baptist. I passed Franklin Heights Baptist Church. And next thing I'm down there at the Lane Street Baptist Church. I ain't never been there. I don't even know what I'm doing there. I pull into the parking lot, and I'm sitting there in that parking lot. It wasn't perhaps, buddy. God, the Holy Ghost of God was drawing me to a place. He drawed me to a place where a man of God had the message for me. That's what it was. He drawed me. Listen, brother, three times I got out of my car and got back in to leave. I said, and by the way, I said, I'm going in. I went and sat on that back pew and by the raised a man. Now, Lord God, I never heard a man preach like a man. That God was preaching. I mean, that God was falling at the mouth and he is slamming that finger at me back there, telling me I'm going to burn in hell. I mean, he down on his knees preaching. God, I never seen nothing like that in my born days. And the Holy Ghost got a hold of me back there, and the Holy Ghost. He's right. You're going to burn in hell.
Right.
Now, buddy, I know not going to hell, but it's different when the Holy Ghost says you're going to hell. I mean, He tells you're going to hell. Ain't nobody got a big... Ain't nobody big there. Boy, when they started singing, "Pass me not on the gentle Savior, hear my mama cry, why don't others out, do not pass." I said, "Lord, don't pass me by." I didn't walk down the aisle, but suddenly I ran. I grabbed that preacher by the hand. I said, "My name's Bobby Hood. I'm going to hell. I want to get saved."
Amen.
Why are those people can get in like that this day and time? You get in like that, you ain't gonna worry about getting out, buddy. You're gonna know you're in. Boy, I know God saved me that day. Oh, I walked out of that church, they wouldn't know that, but when I got the Cannon Milk Company, everybody at Cannon Milk Company know that I got saved too.
What happened to that? So, what do you mean, sir? Man, he ain't cussing and raising cans. So, what happened, boy? Man, he used to be got a big cousin and come in here just a cussing up a storm and rain. And he come in here this morning, he's singing. I sing of amazing grace. They say the rest like this. So they say he got religion. I go, "Oh, thank God I got salvation. Got born and birthed in the family of God." I'm talking about, brother, this girl. I'm talking about God. Now, God, let us behold. Now, let us behold the recompense of reward. There's a recompense of the Lord, and you find it over in chapter 4. It's not here in this verse. It's over in chapter 4. In fact, the spiritual reward was marriage into the lineage of Jesus. The Bible said in verse 13, "So Boaz took Ruth. She was his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. This one that was better, Naomi, who she was better." Now the Bible's given a recompense of the reward. And Ruth has now given birth unto one that shall be famous in Israel, the Bible says. The Bible says there, this one in chapter 4, that she should be born. Going to be famous. Nobody ever more famous than Jesus Christ, brother.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And not only that, but see, Boaz. And the child was born was named Obed. And Obed is the grandfather of David. I'm telling you, brother, when you read the real life, boy, God said this. God said here, He told Naomi, He said, she said, "This is the blessing. This one is called the restorer of life," in verse 15. "And she shall be, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of life and nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath born him." Do you see that? Born him? Born him, the lineage of Jesus Christ here has been born. And buddy, talking about there, about how God has blessed him, and how the word, come back there and see what, I'll get this. This is good.
Amen.
Blessing.
The restorer of life. The restorer of life. Now listen. There's two dead boys and a dead man down in the land of Moab. And the Holy Ghost. See, that man that died down in the land of Moab, he's in the lineage. He's in the lineage. Now, he's got out of the will of God. He's down yonder buried. There's them two boys buried down. There ain't no hope for them boys. But through this girl, which was married to one of them, see, because the way Israel, the way that thing works in Israel is this. If somebody dies, then somebody's got to marry her and raise up seed to that one that's dead. And so she's a boy that's married her who is of the kindred of Elimelech. He's Elimelech's kindred. And he goes there and he presents that thing to another who was the kindred. And that other said, "Yeah, he'll buy it." Then he said, "Well, when you buy it, you got to buy also. When you buy Naomi's, you got to buy also Ruth's." That Moabite's, he said, "No, I can't do that." He said, "That'll mess up my..." No, the law can't do it. The law can't do anything. The law cannot help us, buddy. And so it takes the grace of God. And here now, she's born that one and restored life. And now the hope is, now yonder in the land of Moab, the Moab boy has been born together. So that's going to lay down there in the land of Moab. Because one day, Jesus Christ is going to get them out of the land of Moab. Just like one day, He's coming to get us out of the land of Moab and take us home to be with Him.
dear saint of God down yonder, Brother Buck Bowen's sister. I mean, this woman, boy, you talk about a saint of God that loves God. We just put her beneath the sod. And boy, I stand up by that grave, and I look down and I put my head on that coffin. And I said, the Bible said, oh, grave, where's thy victory? I said, the grave don't have no victory. I said, children, do you understand? Do you know what a coffin is? A coffin, according down in Egypt, is a treasure chest. That's what a coffin is. Because this treasure has been laid in that coffin, buddy. And one day he's going to get them bones up out of there. I'm going to come out of there. I mean, look, one day he's coming to get our loved ones out there. I got a mom and daddy I've laid beneath the sod. I got a little girl I've laid beneath the sod. One day Jesus Christ has come on. He is the restorer of life. He's going to bring them all from the grave. And thank God for that day.
Amen.
One day. And it's sung. You know that song? They sing a song. On that cloud this morning? Wrong. No, it's cloudy. Regarding the Word of God. It's cloudy.
Amen.
It's going to be cloudy that day.
Amen.
Well, preacher, why is it going to be cloudy? Well, God, Lord Jesus Christ, ain't going to let the world see Him meet His bride.
That's right. Amen.
He's going to have a cloud cover. We're going to go up beyond the clouds and meet Him. He's going to let that wicked world even. They're not going to get to put their eyes upon that meeting.
Blessing.
Glory to God. You know, if Jesus had come right now, you know what would happen? This would be the bloodiest place you've ever seen. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. I mean, it'd be false teeth. It'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
God can be placed as we ever want. I mean, this would be nothing but a speck of mess. You don't know you're saved by the grace of God. You wouldn't be sitting here looking at all that bloody mess and everything. You say, oh, God, I missed the rapture. I'm glad one day's coming and the Lord's coming. I mean, under His will.
Amen.
I'm asking you, child of God. You've been having some battles. Physical, spiritual, financial. I don't care what. You've been having them. How don't you run under His wings?
Amen.
How don't you run under His wings tonight? And just gather under His wings and say, Lord, I'm telling you, I'm having some battle. God, this week, I will bless it. I want to be blessed mighty. I want to see this church blessed mighty. I want to see people saved. I want to see the glory of God fall. You willing to run under His wings? You willing to come in an old-fashioned order and just get under His wings and say, Lord, bless me this week. God, touch me this week. Ever hear about you right there? Father, I'm asking you, Lord. God, just let us get under the wings. Let us run under your wings, God, this week. Let us see the glory and the power of God. The Lord, I've battled from the time I've come today. It's been one of the awfulest warfares that I've had in a long time. They did nothing go right. Everything was going wrong. And when I got here, I wasn't even sure what the message was. And then God, you gave me. You gave me the liberty under His wings. God, that's where I want to do. I want to run under the wings. I want to run under your wings this week, Lord. And I want you to take me and use me for your name's sake and glory. That Jesus Christ might be magnified and lifted up. And Lord, I'll thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. While they get to Him, why don't you run under His wings? Why don't you just run under the wings of Jesus Christ? Say, I want a blessing, God, this week. I want you to pour out a blessing on me. I'm going to run under your wings. Let the Spirit of God speak.
In the hymnal, if you'll stand, sing this song. Get on the wing. Yes. Come home. Come home. Come and die. Come and teach.
Yes.
Sing. you up under the wings of Jesus, what would you do? What would you do if you had to wake up tomorrow and you didn't have Jesus? Huh? There are going to be a lot of people in this whole world that's going to wake up to that one of these days. You'll know. You gotta get them to Jesus, you know that?
We don't ever
did. I hope you come back tomorrow night if you can't. We appreciate it. There'll be some more people here tomorrow night. There's a lot of people that's tired on Sunday. I tell you what, I was tired yesterday. I preached four times yesterday, taught Sunday school, but it was a blessing. J.D. told me to tell I was tired, so I guess I'm going to have to deal with this preacher and get on that hallelujah diet with him. And if my diet goes down anymore, I don't know what I'm going to do, preacher. I tell you, it cut me down to a 3/4 cup of Cheerios and skim milk, and that milk, oh, I tell you, you take the top off that stuff and just spew it like it's almost flattered. But I tell you what, it's nourishment for the body, you know, and when you get your body right, then you can do what God wants you to do, amen. What's wrong with America? America needs to work hard and do what God wants them to do, amen. If you do what God wants them to do, then everything else will just fall right into place, amen. Hope your heart's clear tonight. Hope you enjoyed Brother Bobby Ebley. I did. I hate to have to dismiss. I just listened to him. I listened to him preach again.
I
really could. I will tomorrow night. Good Lord's will. And about the only thing keep me out of here would be the hospital or death. And we'll be here by the grace of God. We appreciate Brother Bobby Meeks coming and pastor of Way Across Baptist Church down in Mount Holly. We appreciate him tonight.
Amen.
Know him a long time. He's been preaching the gospel a long time. Brother Sam Vickers, preacher of New Road Baptist Church. Faith Fellowship or New Road?
Faith Fellowship.
Faith Fellowship. Well, formerly New. It's New Road Faith Fellowship Baptist Church. That's about all I can say. Amen. That's right. And you tell Brother Carl I says that. But we appreciate each and every one coming out tonight. And before we dismiss her, we just want to give you another good invitation. And a thank you for coming back. And I hope Sissy will come back tomorrow night. And I thought you went out to get a songbook, didn't you? You went out to get a songbook? You went to get a songbook?
No, she went out to get a songbook.
No.
I didn't have
Oh, okay. I thought she just went out there to get a songbook. I thought she might sing.
No.
Thank God for Brother Bobby Utley and his wife right there beside of him. And I mean, because we're just praying for him and just really praising the Lord there. I like a good preacher, don't you?
Amen.
You come back tomorrow, get better. You come back, and after you'll go home tonight and pray. And you'll get up in the morning and pray. And you'll just come in tomorrow with faith that it's going to be great. Grab somebody tomorrow. Offer them something. Tell them. They just got to come and see something here. It's something very special. Just tell them. You won't be telling them a lie. Just tell them. Amen. All hearts clear? All hearts clear.
Yeah, papers. She's been very sick for a while. She's been on antibiotics and everything, too. So let's really pray for this young child. Devil don't like that good singing voice she's got. She's a blessing. Let's pray that this week he touches her and she gets to get up here and do some singing for you. She's a blessing. She goes around these nursing homes with us and those people just enjoy it. Really. And I know we all got very special requests. We're all concerned, and that's good. Stay concerned, stay humble. Amen. Anybody else?
Mother Earl.
It'd be all right.
It'd be all right. Them hospital people over here getting good. They treated me good anyway.
They start.
All right. All hearts clear. Brother Bobby Meeks, would you dismiss us tonight, please?
I really follow you come to you tonight to thank you, God, for the privilege you give us to be here. The Lord, listen to the man of God. As a result of the word of God, we thank you for the songs and the sung. Lord, we thank you for your word. Now we pray to God to take care of the word along with us. May Father remember this message. God, for trouble is trial. Lord, trials, God, for God, we're along with you. We thank you for that. We pray for this river, especially for God, for your blessing.